A cloud of smoke appeared on the horizon, 20 to 25 kilometers away. We changed course and headed full speed towards the mysterious vessel. The small cloud of smoke gradually revealed itself to be a beautiful steamboat. After about 3 hours, we had won the race, and when the first welcome shots were fired from our side, the steamer's captain realized that we were not joking, and the crew got into the boats. The captain brought the ship's papers to us on board, and the helmsman, Obermott Deppmeyer, and a sailor went over to do the work of destruction. The explosive charges detonated, and the steamer slowly listed to port until gradually the funnel and mast lay flat on the water. Now it turned completely around so that it floated keel up. And away it went to share the fate of the others at a depth of 3,500 meters. The booty was quite rich this time. Everything we still needed for our Easter dinner was there. 3 fat rabbits, 2 pigeons, eggs, oranges, baked goods, and all sorts of other wonderful things. These things had belonged to the Spanish steamer Sankt Fulgencio, 2,000 tons on its way home from England. It had been loaded with coal. As a sign of its neutrality, it had painted its national colors large and wide on the ship's walls, but that didn't help. It was in the blockade area and didn't belong there.